KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Always want to encourage you to take the time to let us know what's happening in your circle of influence. You know, there's all kinds of events that happen around town. If you have an event, if you're part of an organization or a church that has something that's really designed for the public, it's not so much something designed for, you know, in-house for your organization. You want you want to use a megaphone like KLYT? Well, there's a good chance you can do that. Just send all the details to us. Go to our website at klyt.fm. And while you're on the website, actually, we would encourage you to not only leave information about those events, but take a little while to at least peruse the homepage. You'll find information in the Action Center, which, quite honestly, we need to probably update some of the information there. But right below that, featured, each month we feature a mission locally here in New Mexico, Mission New Mexico organizations having an impact, and then organizations having a global impact, the Great Mission. You'll also find a featured school. This month is Axiom Christian Classical, and the sponsor, featured sponsor this month. You know, typically we pick a sponsor that's on with us throughout the year, but this one is timely. There's a conference coming up in March that I believe, in March, that may be something your church wants to be a part of: church management and tax conferences. They bring you up to speed on all the things your church can and can't do with, you know, the freedoms they have, and just so you understand what the law does say. You can click on in under the featured area, and then each month we feature one of the broadcasts that we do, one of the shows. This month, Daily Hope with Rick Warren, that airs weekday mornings at 7:30, evenings at 10:30. So that's all on the homepage. But if you scroll down further on the homepage, you'll see coming events, and you can submit your event or see more events there. So take advantage of that, and we'd love to hear from you about upcoming events. And I'm sure before the end of the broadcast, we'll consider any events coming up later this year with our friends at Better Together New Mexico, or the New Mexico Business Coalition. In studio with us for the full hour, Carla Sundtag. And Carla, you survived the roundhouse. Did you get up there, or is it all online?
Well, I've been up there a few times.
Yeah.
But if you can tell by my deeper voice, I kind of caught the Capitol crud.
So. Yeah. Well, it's going around.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, Lord. I don't know if it's because, you know, washing my hands, you know, or what, but people have been knocked out, you know, this year with the flu or other things going around. So
yeah.
Thank you, Lord. You hear it more than anyone, to be honest with you.
Well, you know that Capitol's round like a Petri dish.
Yeah.
It's just full of germs. But, you know, I didn't actually get sick first. My husband did, and he's been hacking up a lung on me, so I finally got it.
She's
too.
Blaming you again, Larry. You know, my wife will say some problem, and I just instinctively say, I blame me. I blame me. Oh, they ran out of candy. I blame me. Yep. You know, that's what decades of marriage, you know.
That's right. Well, he would admit it. He was sick for a good week before I caught it. So,
We have plenty to talk about today, and I'm looking forward to getting updated. Once a month, we have opportunity to catch up with you. And before we jump into roundhouse stuff, anything specifically happening at Better Together New Mexico or the New Mexico Business Coalition we want to bring delight for our listeners?
Well, we're planning our post-legislative bash, and that'll be mid-March, and we'd love to have you join us. We'll have some legislators come in and talk about, you know, the final tally on what happened during the legislative session. So we're looking forward to that, and we hope people will sign up and come. We are moving to a bigger facility because the last crowd was just too much for where we were. So
oh,
that's a great
issue. A good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and, you know, watch for that, by the way, at nmbizcoalition.org, nmbizcoalition.org. You can go to the events page. The pre-legislative information is there, but soon enough, they'll have that new information up. Any teases you want to give about, do you already have speakers or?
Well, as I said, it'll be legislators, and we're going to see which ones are still alive after the session and still able to communicate. We anticipate it'll be March 19th. We haven't posted it yet because we've got to sign that final contract, and then we'll get that posted on the website. But kind of pencil that in for the 19th of March. It'll be good.
Okay. And you'll find all kinds of other information on the website, including Take Action, which some we may be talking about today. Speaking of today, there is a Senate Judiciary meeting session in the Roundhouse, and it's in regards to guns.
Yes.
And here, let me set it up. Have you ever, you know, at your workplace, say you got a large workplace, a lot of people, and the memo goes out to, you know, the head cheese is aware of someone who's not behaving correctly, right? Mm. So instead of dealing with them directly, they send a memo out to the whole staff about this issue that they're having with, you know, a small amount of the staff.
Right.
Right? Are you getting my drift here with an effort to stop illegal gun trade act, SB 17? What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, I think the people that are in business selling guns are reputable. And yes, we may have an issue occasionally because you do in all walks of life. You've got somebody that does something they shouldn't by mistake or intentionally. But our bigger concern is, what are you doing about the criminals?
Yeah, right.
This law does nothing for criminals that have guns, that are using guns, that are getting guns illegally. It's taking guns away from the rest of us or the right to buy those guns, because they're trying to ban the most common guns that most of us own and carry.
Semi-automatic weapons, which, and the people that are, you know, the biggest problem are the people that, I mean, they don't worry so much. They turn them fully automatic.
Right.
You know, which I've heard from my home. And I, you know, I'm up in the Northeast Heights. I'm not in what many people would say. I don't know the details, thoroughly on this one. Now, with the hearing being today, has it already happened? Do you know?
No, it hasn't. It'll be in the Senate when they get off the floor. So we don't know when that'll happen. And I'll tell you, this bill was scheduled for Monday to be heard. And last minute and illegally, the chairman of Senate Judiciary yanked that bill off and put another one on. And that was House Bill 9, Immigrant Safety Act. And they spent several hours debating it. Now it's gone to the governor. And so I think sometimes they do that because we had many, many gun activists that had gone up to speak against the bill. And so he just yanks it and they don't have a chance to speak. It discourages people from participating and expressing their opinion, which is not good for us, but they can take action with our call to action, which takes about 30 seconds. We're also encouraging people to get online and testify if you can't go to Santa Fe.
Okay. And like the other action center opportunities that you provide, is testimony easily done? Is there testimony that you could share that is pre set up that you can edit or?
Well, what we suggest, because we have a call to action on this, you can get all the information you need in order to testify.
Okay.
Now, this is a difficult committee because sometimes the chair will not let people speak or he will limit the number of people who speak. It's very frustrating and it really does hamper the public's ability to express their opinion. And this honestly could put some of our gun dealers out of business. And then it prevents us from buying the guns we want to buy. You know, Glocks and anything that's got, that's semi-automatic.
Yeah.
You won't be able to buy it if this law passes.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drive the business out of state.
Yeah.
People are still going
to... No, we don't want to do that.
Want them.
We don't want to do that. So you can protect... your rights and protect local business,
right,
by your action. So in the Action Center, is there a place to oppose SB 17 then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's definitely on both websites,
okay,
bettertogethernewmexico.org and NewMexicoBusinessCoalition.org. Those websites are being updated right,
okay,
now as we speak to make sure those are on there. But
yeah, actually, it's there. SB 17 is there. And actually, I'm on the New Mexico Business Coalition.org website. And at the heading of it doesn't say SB 17, but in the content it does. It says go after criminals using guns, not law-abiding business and gun owners. And you can send an email before it's too late. Just click on the where it says to send an email, and yeah, in just a couple minutes you can have that done. And again, the two websites are nmbizcoalition.org, and then this one you got to spell out bettertogethernewmexico.org.
Right.
All right. Hey, we're actually already up against a break. Full hour today with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. Carla, look forward to, you want to tease some of what we're going to be covering so people don't go away while we're in a break?
Well, you're going to want to hear some of these things. Some of it's kind of sad, but we do have some good news too. We're going to talk about how they are changing the way we live in New Mexico.
Yeah, they're trying. We'll find out more after this on ABQ Connect. All right. We got the stopwatch out, and I didn't set any records, but I opposed SB 17 in about a minute and a half. And that's why I was kind of chatting with Carla, too. So,
right.
You know, less than halfway through that break, that's the amount of time it takes in the Action Center, whether you're supporting or opposing something via a New Mexico Business Coalition. Go to nmbizcoalition.org. And in the Action Center, you can find those various action points. And actually, some good news before we move on and look at things, not all things, but some things emissions oriented. There was, related, I guess, Environmates HJR3. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that, Carla, was to be a constitutional amendment where the people would vote on it, but it basically gave the environment more rights than people. So anybody that, yeah, felt that their environmental rights had been violated, and it could be as simple as they didn't like the smell coming out of Burger King,
yeah,
they could file suit against the government
for
allowing it.
Silvery Minnow-ish.
Yeah, it was just crazy stuff. But anyway, we did a bunch of letters, went to committee on that,
yeah,
and got the bill sponsor to pull the bill, and it's not going to move.
Well,
and that's
the good
value of getting involved.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be as dogmatic as to say constitutional amendment, no. No. I don't even need to see it, no. But most of the time, no. You know, whether it's our national, you know, constitution, or state. Typically, the people who set it up thought long and hard,
yeah,
and for the most part, did it right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be very challenged to come up with a real issue that's in there now. However, that's not to say, you know, okay, address it, look through it, pros and cons. But yeah, for the most part, man, to change pass a law, but an amendment,
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, that's what happened with bail reform. That went through the Constitution, and now that's the revolving door that we have with the criminals,
yeah,
and they can't go back and just fix it because it has to go on a ballot again. Now, they did a lot of it by rulemaking, and they can go back and correct that, and so They are trying to make some corrections. Well, not they. I need to be specific here.
Yeah.
The Republicans have been trying for years to fix that. They have been trying for years to fix medical malpractice. It's the Democrats who won't allow these fixes to be made. So we're a nonpartisan organization, but sometimes it's important to say what it is. Mm-hmm. And that is what it is.
Facts are facts.
They are. And I don't understand, because when you watch this legislation go through, like on Senate Bill 17 on the gun rights that stop illegal gun trade, you're going to see these votes go down by party line. The Republicans will oppose this and the Democrats will support it for the most part. Yeah. Occasionally, you'll have a Democrat that'll switch over.
Hey, I'm going to take this minute or less to draw attention to something, looking at all this through a biblical worldview lens. The amendments can be added and changed, whatever. The Word of God is inerrant and it's everlasting, and no changes need to be made, no amendments to the Word of God. So pick up your Bible today and spend some time with Him. That is something you can read and you can count on, that it's not going to change when you pick it up.
And as you're reading the Bible, you need to be thinking about what's going on in our government at all levels and putting that Christian worldview to work, figuring out how does it jive or not jive with God's word, and what can you do about it? This is why we encourage people to take action, because when they're trying to change our way of life, and especially when it violates God's word, then that is the time when believers need to stand up and take action.
Amen. All right. So we teased about things that are going on in the roundhouse that are trying to change our lives. Let's move on to SB 18. Carla, what can you tell us?
This one's incredible. We've got pretty much everybody in the state opposing it, but it did pass the first committee. This one is Senate Bill 18, Clear Horizons and Emissions Codification. What they're doing is basically trying to put into law some of the executive orders that the governor has put out, and it's pretty tough stuff. It is going to drive up costs and drive out businesses, and we're going to lose jobs just from this one law alone. And so business people, community activists, everybody and their brother seems to be opposing this, except for a few environmental-leaning people. Now, none of the businesses or the other activists that are opposing it want anything but clean air, clean water, clean land.
Yeah.
But we've already got very strict requirements for that at the state and federal level. And New Mexico is meeting or exceeding all those standards. This puts on a whole new layer of bureaucracy that is going to cost us dearly. So a lot of people are taking action on this. We would encourage people to get engaged. When you do these calls to action, once you do one, the rest will take about 30 seconds because your computer will remember your data and fill it in for you. Now, I will tell you, you can take a little longer. You can change the subject line. You can change the letter. We leave it editable because we want you to be able to express your opinion, make it your view. We just have, the important thing is, it's programmed to go to all the decision makers, so you don't have to look them up.
So on the website, I want to just help you find each of these a little quicker. Because I was going to go to the whole husband wife thing again, because the husbands, you know how they look. No, I don't see it. I'm guilty. I'll own that. excuse me. But listen, seriously, nmbizcoalition.org, the events page, and then go to the action, or I'm sorry, take action on the top of the page. And then as you scroll down looking for SB 18, you'll see the heading MLG's Clear Horizons Bill targets New Mexico oil and gas industry. So there's opportunity for you to go find out about it. You can take action, click on it, and now it took me about a minute and a half during the break. According to Carla now, only about 30 seconds. So it's so easy to be a part. You know, I remember years ago before the internet, before New Mexico, you know, the Biz Coalition, you know, it's like, I don't know, how do I? And
it was challenging. That's why we do this, because we know how time consuming it can be, because we do this. We want to make it easy for your listeners and everybody else to get engaged and to do something about this. Now, we think about God's word again, and of course he wants us to take care of the land he's provided for us. But again, he made us the stewards of the land, right? And the animals. And so if we're being good stewards, we should not be subject to an overbearing government who is driving up costs where we can no longer afford to live and eat.
Right. Right. I mean, it's really the old saying, throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
All right. Listen, hey, we're up against a break again. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about one of my friends, Paul Gessings, one of his favorite topics, state highway project bonds.
Oh, yeah.
But at any rate, and that's just at a glance. I'm not even sure. But I know every time I have Paul in, and me too. Every time I travel, I'm like, oh, these New Mexico roads.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to get to more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're in the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizcoalition.org. You can also go to Better Together New Mexico, spell it all out, bettertogethernewmexico.org. Before we jump back into our conversation, I do want to remind you what I said at the top of the hour. If you have an event coming up you want to share, make sure to send us the details. You can do it through our website at klyt.fm. Just scroll down to events and then say submit an event. You can also just address correspondence to studio@klyt.fm. One of those events that are coming up is this weekend at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa on the Santa Ana Pueblo. It's a family life weekend to remember. This has been happening for years out there, and family life just continues to strengthen marriages, repair marriages. We always hear some great testimony from this event. It's happening, actually starts this Friday and runs through. Now get this, for those that are like, Super Bowl weekend, they're done by noon. So I know there's plenty of pregame stuff, even as early as that. But the game doesn't start till like 4 something, right? So you do have opportunity to get out Friday through Sunday for Weekend to Remember. If you want the details, go to familylife.com/weekend-to-remember. And again, address any correspondence to studio@klyt.fm or send us an event via the website at klyt.fm. All right. Let's jump back in here. We teased going into the break, Carla, SB2, what is the state highway project bonds. Now, this actually has already gone to the governor.
But it's not too late to act.
Yeah.
Because now we're asking her to veto it. Highly unlikely, but we've got to ask.
You know, tell me this isn't the truth. She's on her way out.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things that she might do now that she wouldn't do previous to an election coming up.
Yeah, that's true. It's just that this is one of her little babies, because she has let the roads get so bad during the last 8 years that she wants to fix them on the way out.
Well, we were talking about that a little bit in the break. You know, there's over a $60 billion surplus,
mm-hmm.
right? And how many states can actually say that? You know, that's our, right. which, by the way, that's our oil and gas we were looking to strengthen in the other opposing the other bill that we mentioned in the previous segment. However, is it as simple as that? There's that, with all that surplus, why do we need to raise taxes? Why do we need to go to a bond
Well, and that's the thing. We're not opposing getting the roads fixed. They need to be fixed. They never should have gotten this bad. But they, number one, are going to borrow money with bonds, and then they're going to increase taxes on all of us. And it's pretty significant against the trucking industry, which is going to raise costs for all of the purchases that we make in the stores, because just about everything is trucked in one capacity or another in New Mexico. So our costs are going to go up. Our cost of living is going to go up. Inflation is going to go up just within the state because of this bill. And so if you care, you can take a minute and or less and ask her not to sign the bill. I don't know that she'll listen, but we don't know if we don't try.
Yeah. You don't get, from a sales perspective, you don't get the sale you don't ask for. Now, here's a question related to roads, and forgive me, I've slept since we talked about this, whether with you or others, but the mandates on electric vehicles and what have you, that's gone and out, right?
Yeah, and, you know, they do include electric and hybrid vehicles in this, which is good because they use the roads. They don't buy gas where they're taxed at the gas pump. And so they should be paying some fees for the roads.
Yeah. Well, part of the issue with them is they're heavy and they damage the road.
They're very heavy.
Yeah.
Heavier than the average vehicle.
Right. So I get that. But yeah, at any rate, that is SB2. State Highway Project Bonds. And again, you'll find it in the Action Center, nmbizcoalition.org. Take you about a minute and a half the first time, about 30 seconds the second time.
Unless you want to change it, it might take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You can edit. Then we've got another one that has gone to the governor as well. It's HB9, Immigrant Safety Act.
SB.
H. I had to
Oh, it's.
I'm correcting myself.
Forget it. It's HB9.
HB9.
House bill.
Immigrant Safety Act. And this is really sad because this is putting in statute, making it a law, that our law enforcement cannot operate with ICE, and it's going to close down our ICE facilities, the prisons. Now, our prisons are not holding only immigrant people. They're holding other criminals, but this is going to start shutting them down, and that's going to have a big impact on our smaller communities. So we've got a problem there, and they don't have, because they employ more people in those small communities at these ICE facilities than in other walks of life. And so we're going to lose a lot of jobs.
Okay, I'm going to read through this, what you sent, and I'll make the correction as well. It's HB9. Immigrant Safety Act stops public bodies from detaining individuals for federal civil immigration violations and will shut down ICE facilities, harming smaller communities, and it violates our rights to safety. It's not about rejecting compassion or due process. And you have opportunity to tell the governor to veto that. It has gone to the governor, and you'll find it in the Action Center. And let me say this. I mean, here's some thoughts, okay? Remember shortly after 9/11, you know, what they found was, you know, part of the reason terrible things happen is because some of these administrations aren't communicating and working together for good. And even in, now I'm not going to make a, I'm going to regurgitate some of what I've seen. My understanding of a lot of what's happened in Minnesota is, you know, back in 2016, when President Obama was using ICE to deport illegal aliens who committed significant crimes. Mm-hmm. That was their target. ICE was more able to retrieve criminals that needed to be deported from the facility they were detained in. Even so, ICE, because of sanctuary, I forget the timing of sanctuary cities, but because of sanctuary cities, ICE wasn't able to do that, to go like they can't now in Minnesota. And I mean, things could just be so much more simple if we just acted together to rid our communities, I should say, by deportation of illegal aliens that have committed a serious crime.
They never should have come to this country to begin with, and they shouldn't be allowed to stay.
Those that have committed a serious, and that's a whole nother conversation. And you know what? You marked it here by saying we don't want to reject compassion or mm-hmm. or due process. Anyway, I'm kind of opening another can of worms that we didn't come to talk about today. However, this Immigration Safety Act is going to, I would imagine, have a lot of the same impacts as things like sanctuary cities and mm-hmm. and what have you. And it's not going to be good for our communities. You know, you mentioned smaller communities. Yeah, communities in general. I mean, it's just bad.
Well, and the interesting thing is you talk to immigrants who have come to this country the right way and done the right thing.
Yeah.
They don't support this.
Yeah, I can't talk to my grandfather about it. He's, you know, been gone a long time. But yeah, I mean, you know, my family came through Ellis Island, you know, and there's work, you know, that's again another conversation. It's not an easy process. It shouldn't be an easy process, but the process probably should be looked at.
Pathway
to citizenship.
That.
Yeah. Pathway to citizenship or legal residency. But at any rate, HB9, Immigrant Safety Act, and you will find that on the website at nmbizcoalition.org under the Action Center. Again, another opportunity for you to communicate with our state's government, specifically our state's governor on the last two mentioned, SB2 and SB9. You'll find those there. We have some more time to wrap up the hour, and coming up, medical malpractice reform. Carla, this has been something we've talked about for quite some time, and it's not over, but there's an amendment, HB 99. Mm-hmm. Is that one HB 99?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that one's correct.
We're gonna take a quick break and come back and talk more about that, how it impacts all of us when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks to Tayshawn, our engineer, keeping us on the air, and always appreciate the work he does behind the scenes. Coming up in March, we had recently had Mike Gomez on from the U-Turn for Christ ministry, U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. And March 19th, I think it's a Thursday night, at the U-Turn facilities, actually at the Well, their coffee house, just across from Cliffs Amusement Park on San Mateo. Mitch McVicker, it's going to be a free concert that night, the 19th. I know that's, like 6 weeks away, but put it on your calendar. You want to get out there. And if you've never heard from Mitch, you'll want to hear. You may remember Mitch. He had some hits out in the, I don't know, late 90s, maybe early 2000s. Was a contemporary of Rich Mullins, actually worked closely with Rich, reaching out to the Navajo Nation, where Rich actually passed in a Jeep accident. Mitch was with him in the vehicle, so they were tight. And Mitch continues the ministry, but you can catch that March 19th. Put it on your calendar. We'll be talking about it as well, but a free event. Well, that's one to remember. Full hour today with Carla Sontag. Carla with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. The websites are nmbiz, nmbizcoalition.org and bettertogethernewmexico.org. And we've covered several bills and potential changes to the state constitution, amendments, during today's broadcast. But in the Action Center at nmbizcoalition.org, you'll find every one of these that we've talked about. And as we move forward, actually HB 99 is next. It's something that has come up more than once, the medical malpractice reform. Anything new on this topic, Carla?
Well, you know, I think we had a major breakthrough this time because this bill, House Bill 99, is sponsored by Representative Christine Chandler. She is a Democrat. So that's the breakthrough. Now we've got Democrats that realize how bad the situation is for us in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Getting medical care.
You know what I really love is when the two sides can come together on something that we all need to, you know, and can appreciate.
Yeah, and that's what happened here. So she sponsored it, and it's got like 25 other sponsors, including Republicans in both the House and the Senate. Lots of other Democrats. This is a major breakthrough. Now, here's the unfortunate thing. In the very first committee, it was amended with a really bad amendment. And Representative Chandler said, she told the committee that is an unfriendly amendment. But the Democrats on that committee voted as a block and passed it anyway. And basically what it does is the fix that she had outlined, which was a good fix to the problem that we have, was taken away for all but a handful of people, meaning that our major hospitals and doctors will not be covered any longer by the fix that she proposed. So it goes to the next committee. What we're asking is that they strip that amendment off and pass the bill. There were three amendments. The first two were fine. They were kind of technical but didn't matter kind of things. The third amendment is what gutted the bill. And so we're asking the next committee, and that's already programmed in there for you, to take action, strip that third amendment off, and pass the bill.
All right, and that's HB 99. And I think the final one we'll probably cover today. Listen, we've talked about it on this show before. The work that the governor did during her time in office, including the work to build a $10 million abortion clinic on the border with Texas in southern New Mexico.
And she has a second one in northern New Mexico.
Yeah, plans. Now, have they broke ground on either?
Well, you know, God is so good. In Las Cruces, we had some believers down there get engaged, and they called the concrete contractor and said, "Do you understand that you're about to put in a bid on an abortion clinic?" And the contractor did not know that, withdrew his bid. They could not find a contractor in New Mexico to bid on it once they knew what the project was. So they've gone outside to Texas, I believe. I don't know if the construction has started or not, but it's been delayed tremendously. And we just thank God for his work.
Yeah, lives have already been saved there. And listen, it may end up getting built. However, my point was, your tax dollars already have been, you know, assigned to abortions.
Which is illegal because in our state constitution, it says the government will not give money to private industry. And they are funding this for private industry, for profit. I believe it's affiliated with Planned Parenthood. None of that is legal by our constitution, which they don't care about.
So how does it, I mean, if it's illegal, how does it continue?
Well,
is there a court case or?
No, but I don't know. It would take a lot of money and we just don't, we don't have the money. If we did, we would take that case. It's just very, very unfortunate, but God is good and God's hand has been on this.
And you can continue to work in this and you can be a part of that. SB 30.
Yes. Now, we don't have a call to action. I just wanted to discuss this. This is reporting of induced abortions. We've got several activists in the state who ask for information on how many abortions are being conducted and what doctors are doing them. Because it is your tax dollars and Medicaid dollars, so it's both federal and state dollars that are being used to fund these abortions, not just for women who live in New Mexico, but anybody coming from anywhere, the state of New Mexico is covering the cost for them to have an abortion. So we've become the abortion capital of the United States.
World. I mean, we're a destination.
Yeah, we are. And the governor thinks this is all a big joke, and she wants to do abortourism, meaning come kill your baby and then tour our beautiful state. It's disgusting, but it's your tax dollars. And so now what they are doing, led by Senator Peter Wirth, is trying to stop all reporting. They don't want us to know how much of our tax dollars are going there, what doctors are doing this, but it's our right to know. And so it has passed the first committee, and it's gone to the second committee. We'll keep you informed, and we may do a call to action at some point, but I just wanted people to be aware of what's happening.
All right, and that's SB 30. And actually, you can, you know, if you want to find updates, continue to go to nmbizcoalition.org. And actually, as we head towards wrapping up our conversation, for those who may not have been tuned in, which, by the way, you can go to the archive once it's there. But if you wait, you know, a lot of the stuff we're talking about, it's not evergreen conversation. I mean, this is stuff that you need to act on now. Do you want to briefly walk through each of those that we covered that others may have missed if they tuned in late?
Well, we've covered a lot. And what I'd rather do okay. is talk about one other bill. We do have a call to action. It's not moving yet, but it is Senate Bill 70, Universal Basic Income. And basically what they're going to do is select certain people and give them $1,500 a month, regardless of their income level, regardless of whether or not they're working. They're just going to give them this money. It's your money. So we've got a call to action opposing that as well. This is socialism in its purest form, when we're taking from our taxpayers and giving it to others for whatever reason. What we need to do is get our lawmakers to start thinking about opportunity, encouraging work, self-sufficiency, the old American family values that we've lived under for a long, long time. And it's biblical. So if you're thinking about the Bible and God's word, God wanted us to provide for ourselves, not sit there and take handouts from the government. So that's Senate Bill 70, Universal Basic Income. That is in the first committee, hasn't moved yet. So we're not pushing that as hard as we're pushing the others. But the other ones that are more urgent, we would encourage you to take action immediately. The other thing, you can sign up for our emails, because our emails are free at bettertogethernewmexico.org. And we will be sending these to you in an email with the link, so you can click on the link and take action right there on your phone or on your desktop, laptop, whatever you've got. We try to make it just as easy as we possibly can. So sign up for our emails or go to the website, bettertogethernewmexico.org. or nmbizcoalition.org, and take action.
Okay. And November, as we all know, is going to be the midterms. You know, I've continued to use that date as to spur people on to register to vote and then to vote. But listen, May is primaries. Mm-hmm. So even much sooner than we've talked about much on this show. So it's important that you be prepared to vote, get registered, and go and vote. Carla, thanks for coming in. NMBizCoalition.org, BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. And let's do this again next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.